Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay Baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI Radio Network, honey. Y'all know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors across 14 DRT track radio stations with 25 artists charting nationally across 150 independent charts. Do you feel me? Now, I know, like y'all know, we don't do nothing small around here. So, my people, I'm going to let y'all know we got somebody that y'all going to want here. Mr. Justify Rhythm. Do we got you in the building, baby?
Yes, you do.
Hey, what's going on with you, my guy?
Sounds good.
Yo, I got mad love for my PA boys. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad I got you.
You know, you know the vibe.
For real. Now, we're going to get right down to the nitty-gritty. I had the pleasure of listening to your joint called International Feature. And am I saying her name right, Arlen?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's dope.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I was feeling the beat selection, you know what I'm saying? The editing was on point, you know what I'm saying? You definitely got a booty bopper on that one. So, for my people that ain't heard it, why don't you go ahead and tell them a little bit about International?
Okay, so International, I actually produced that record myself, made it from scratch.
Hey.
Yeah, I produced as well. So pretty much I'm working on a project right now. It's set to release in July. It's a compilation of, like, you know, lyrical and club songs. And International is my last single leading up to it. And, you know, I wanted to go into the summer with a bang. And we're pretty much plotting on music video right now. But things are looking pretty good right now with that record.
No doubt. And for my people out there, once y'all listen to the track, you hear them vocals from Miss Orlin, and y'all want to take a look at what she looks like. I mean, you got to hop on over to that Instagram.com/THAT_KID_CORNELIOLUS. You feel me? Y'all can definitely catch what she looks like from that tune. Definitely some eye candy going on with that one. Now, how did that collaboration come about?
Arlen, me and her, well, we've been working together for like 2 years, and we have a couple records out, like two to be exact. But this one I was working on, and originally I was going to do it by myself, but I was like, you know, let me get a feature on this. And I was like going through people, and I was like just bobbing and weaving between them, and I wasn't really feeling, you know, some of the stuff. Then I was like, let me talk to Rebecca. So when I send it to her, typically this isn't really her, you know, style, because she doesn't usually do stuff like this because she's a singer. But I was like, you know, she's an artist at the end of the day, and, you know, they're going to get tested, and whatever you do. And
right.
Everything. And I knew she was going to do her thing on that. And, you know, you saw the results. She murdered that shit.
Yo,
yeah,
definitely. Y'all both are on the TIP on point. You feel me? I was loving that one right there.
Yeah, thank you.
I also got a chance to listen to, let's see, what is it called? I Found God. Now, you definitely got some bread, meat, and cheese in that one right there for people's thought process. You feel me? Like, explain your writing process behind that one.
Okay, so pretty much I grew up in a Christian home. My mother was a gospel singer back in the day. You know, she was traveling, did TV shows and stuff like that. You know, got pregnant and had to settle down. My father, he was a pastor, and, you know, I used to always go to the church with him, as a kid and stuff growing up. And the point of it was because, like, you know, that was a popular song when it came out. it kind of got the people kind of misconstrued it and started taking me as a gospel rapper. That wasn't really what I was going at. Pretty much what I was going at was just pushing a positive message and just giving some people some insight on me and where I come from, and you know, like where that's where my mind was at the time. But it's like, you know, I write based off of my moods. I don't have a specific genre. Like, I dibble and dabble in anything. So, you know, that song, it was just something based off the mood.
Well, I was feeling that one as well, you know what I mean? But I have to say, off of your Spotify, that Flossin, that has to be my favorite.
Yes, that one, oh, God, I can't even tell you how many times I performed that song, and it was always, like, good results. You know, people always loved it. It's a vibe. It's, like, you know, something you take to, like, a party scene and stuff like that. It's, like, got a, you know, the energy level on it. It's, like, just great. And, yeah, that's one of my favorite records. But yeah, I appreciate you listening.
No doubt.
Some research on me.
Oh, yeah, honey. I do my research. You get it. Now, I want you to talk to my people, because we have people that listen to this podcast for all different types of reasons. You know what I'm saying? Most of them are music heads. You know what I'm saying? Some of them have been on the show before. They look up for collaborations, which is a good way to go about it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, there's a bunch of people that are listening for a bunch of different reasons. But I saw that you actually are very multifaceted with the things that you do, because you have a lot of names under your belt, like a producer, a songwriter, artist, you know, performer, things of that nature. Like, talk to my people about the importance of, you know, not just being a one-show pony.
Exactly, yeah. So pretty much you want to learn different things, because it increases your value, and it also cuts out the middleman. So I wanted to learn how to produce, because trying to lease or own a record, that could cost you anywhere between $500 to $1,000, $1,500, so on and so forth. But, you know, I make beats now, and I own that shit myself, excuse my language. I own it all myself, and I'm learning how to engineer now, too, so I won't even have to go to a studio at some point. I'm about to dibble and dabble and shooting music videos and edit, not even to market myself as, like, a videographer, but just so I can do literally everything myself. Write my own stuff, do my own references, even a little photography on the side, too. I just try to make sure I'm the person I go through for whoever I need. That's the point. But
definitely.
Yeah, and to add to that, it makes people want to work with you. You know, people like to see somebody who immerses themselves and like surround themselves in like different situations and stuff like that.
No doubt. Like, you said that perfectly. I couldn't have said it better myself. For my people out there, I'm going to need y'all to check my boy out on Twitter.com. Check him out on Instagram. Follow him. He will follow you back. Just slide on over to that good old Spotify. Find something you like, baby. If you ain't going to do that, I'm going to need y'all to check him out on 99.5 South Beach between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My boy is on fire. Check out that international featuring Arlen, baby. That joint right there is, like I said, it's a booty bopper. So y'all might want to get on that joint right there. Don't sleep on my guy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know your girl is Jay. Don't gas. And I don't vouch for nothing I don't like. Yeah, if I don't like it, I don't like it. I don't mean that I'm hating. So make sure y'all check it for my boy. Now, I know a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, nobody just does everything by themselves. You know, a lot of times without no team, there is no dream and vice versa. So I want you to go ahead and take the time to shout out all your people that have been holding you up on their shoulders, you know what I'm saying, so we can show them the same love and respect.
Of course. Yeah, no, I want to shout out my family. They've been going, like, super hard for me, you know, doing the same, like, you know, hold me down when I've been going through my downs and ups, because I got a lot of stuff going on that's not just good. I got my girl, like, she's been holding me down, too. Arlen, she's been a big help as well. Like, you know, she's a really good friend. You know, some of my boys, like, shout out my boy Eric, shout out my boy Zaves. You know, too many names to mention, but family, friends, and my girl, you know, they've all been holding me down through, like, all the stuff I'm going through. So I really appreciate it.
Yo, no doubt, no doubt. Much love to all of y'all and respect for keeping my boy on his toes, you know what I'm saying? I know things can be easy a lot of times, so it helps to have people that's in your corner, you know what I'm saying? So salute to all of y'all. We love you. We appreciate y'all. Now, if y'all want to check my boy out on Twitter, check him out at justified_R187. Follow him. He will follow you back. He's updated on what he got going on. You can check him out on Instagram at that_kid_Cornelius, and then check him out on Spotify. You feel me? Y'all definitely not going to be disappointed. You know your girl is Jay, don't guess. Check him out at Justified Rhythms. You feel me? Your girl has already posted him on the Dream Hustle Win fan page. Look, if I'm a little lazy today, hop on over there and I got you. You feel me? Yeah, I know. So, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Y'all know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. Hopefully, we can get him back, because after this, it's back to your regular scheduled program. You know what I'm saying? I would love to talk to you a bit more. You know what I mean? So, please make time to come bless me again, King.
Always.
No doubt, no doubt. I love your content. You feel me? So, next time, we're going to bust out the questions. I didn't have no time to bust out this time.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, we'll
no doubt. Make sure y'all check it for him. Now, real quick before we get out of here, do we have a video for this coming soon?
Yes, international? We're planning on shooting at the end of, well, sometime in July. In June, early July. So, yeah.
Cool.
Shooting a video for this.
All right, my people, y'all heard it here first. Y'all better, you better make sure Lajay get the exclusive and drop on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It actually comes out tomorrow too, like exclusively.
Yes, baby. Well, y'all already know I'll be sharing that joint as soon as it pop off. You dig? Now, everybody, thank y'all for tuning in to the Dream Hustle Win podcast with your girl Lajay, baby. We have Mr. Justified Rhythms in the building. We're going to say deuces for now. We're going to catch y'all on the flip side. You know what I'm saying? Have a good night, people.
You too. All right.
Bye.